Welcome to a new school year, a new name, a new student website, and a new daily newsletter. Your old Humber College merchandise is now a collector's item. We're now Humber Polytechnic, and with that name comes a new branding slogan, Builders of Brilliance. Humber's journalism students will be filing to a brand new website this year, humberetc.ca. We're gearing up to officially launch it in a few weeks. Along with the website, we're also launching a new daily newsletter, Good Morning Humber. Think of this as a preview until we get the new year staffed up. This will include a rundown of the latest events and happenings around campus and any stories of interest to students that you might have missed. Speaking of events on campus, today at 11:30, in front of the LRC, Humber's Indigenous Education and Engagement Team will be raising the Survivor's Flag, which is meant to honor those affected by the residential school system. Looking to try out for one of Humber's varsity teams this year? Tryouts are today and tomorrow for both men's and women's basketball, volleyball and more. You can see the whole schedule here. Al, Runt, Curry Morale, you'll notice a new mural by one of Canada's most famous street artists when you come to campus next week. Learn more about the new work by Al, Runt, Curry, and where you may have seen his work around the city before. Attention alumni. Don't miss Humber's Alumni Blue Jays game package. Humber has booked the entire WestJet flight deck for the September 13th game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Tickets are buy three, get one free. In transit news, getting to campus may be less painful next week, especially if you have night classes. The TTC is boosting service on its 927 Express during the evenings. You can read about the details here. We are still awaiting the opening of the Finch West LRT, but the Toronto Star's Sean Micheleff predicts it will transform our campus and the surrounding neighborhood. Read his recent column in the Toronto Star. Here are some stories on our website you might have missed. Is your city on the list of the GTA's worst communities for auto theft? Canada is tightening its labor market. Canada's Ozempic supply steady. For now, authorities say check out our website for today's weather forecast.